Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. It's a chiller here on a Wednesday morning. Welcome aboard at 6 o'clock for our first look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hettinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a busy holiday weekend ahead on the roads and in the air. More in 1 minute.
Rittenhouse, Arbery, and now we have our own self-defense case to talk about that is making worldwide news. We'll start talking about it in a moment on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. It's going to be a busy Thanksgiving weekend as travel returns to near pre-pandemic levels, and it got off to a rough start overnight as a deadly hit-and-run crash shut down part of Interstate 95 in Flagler County. The lanes have since reopened. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, a semi-truck hit and killed a motorcyclist and then took off. The FHP has an increased presence on interstates and major highways this week, focusing on speeders, seatbelt violations, and those who are impaired by drugs or alcohol.
Everybody's trying to have a good time this holiday season. You don't want to get caught up in something that's going to ruin your whole holiday or ruin your family or cause something to happen that's going to ruin your whole life just because you're in a hurry or because you drank too much.
With traffic expected to pick up to near pre-pandemic levels, FHP Captain Peter Bergstresser's advice for those traveling this week is to leave in plenty of time, be patient on the roads, and do not drive drunk. And for those flying, take note, lines are already long at Orlando International Airport this morning. They are expecting 1.6 million passengers to pass through their gates by Tuesday. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. As gas prices climb, the Biden administration is releasing 50 million barrels of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. President Biden insists his efforts to fight climate change are not driving prices higher, but analyst Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says the White House is a factor because it does not have a roadmap to move toward electric vehicles.
The president has focused more on the future of EVs, and his policies have essentially concentrated on the future, but not a transitory plan for us to get there.
DeHaan says we could see the effect of crude oil release on gas prices by the end of the holiday weekend, and Florida could see a quicker drop after last week's spike in prices.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about this, and there's a lot to say on the Biden plan to lower gas prices. 7 o'clock right here.
Two Florida-based grocery chains are now limiting the number of holiday items sold to customers. This week, Publix announced that customers can purchase no more than two of certain items, blaming supply chain issues and the increased holiday demand. And that's been followed by Winn-Dixie, which is now limiting the number of turkeys sold to one per customer. The Manatee County resident, known as Lectern Man, has pleaded guilty for his role in the Capitol riot.
36-year-old Adam Johnson of Parrish was scolded by U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton, who called him gullible and weak-minded for traveling to the nation's capital based on a lie about the election results and then trying to undermine democracy. Johnson could receive a year behind bars and a $100,000 fine, although prosecutors are not calling for jail time. Johnson became famous on social media after stealing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern and posing for pictures.
Reed Shepard, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
The Tampa Bay Rays are not known for handing out expensive long-term deals, but they are locking up 20-year-old shortstop Wander Franco for 12 years. ESPN reports the deal includes about $185 million in guaranteed money with a maximum value of $223 million. It is the largest contract ever for a player with less than one full year in the big leagues.
Just a year in the bigs and he gets that kind of deal? He must be unbelievable.
This goes against the general plan that the Rays have followed over the years.
You're not kidding.
Of, buying low and selling high.
You're not kidding.
WFLA News Time is 6:06. 18% of adults with hypertension take meds that increase their blood pressure.
Oh, geez.
That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Good morning, Orlando. It's our getaway day for the Thanksgiving holiday. And on behalf of my mates, Alan and Melissa and Josh, the Budman here, let us all wish you a very happy, safe, and blessed Thanksgiving. We're with you. Well, gang, temperatures going down like we haven't seen in a long time. Gas prices, I'm noticing on the way in some areas going up. Might be time to play beat the truck. How cold was it driving in for you this morning?
My temperature reading on my dashboard was 46 this morning.
Bingo, me too.
Josh, any idea? Somewhere in the mid-40s?
It felt a little cooler out, but I wasn't outside for so like that long, so I really enjoyed it. That's why I'm sitting here in a short
He's got an older vehicle that doesn't tell him the temperature.
Gotcha. He's just lucky it gets him where he wants to go. I saw 47, but that's several hours ago. If there's anybody listening in the outlying areas, particularly north of here, where it's predicted to be in the 30s, and you have a reading that is in the 30s, please hit the text line at 23680. Give us your first name in town and let us know if you're down in the 30s. Other than that, we're all in the 40s. It's chilly, but hey, it was a long, hot summer. Who's complaining? I saw a couple of stations up to 345 a gallon. Might be time to play beat the truck here this morning. We're going to talk about this self-defense case here in Central Florida that is now getting attention around the nation and around the world. It is first, topic number A, right after a break.
Yeah, an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic just 2 minutes away on Good Morning Orlando. It is 6:08.
Headlines, President Biden not apologizing for suggesting a teenager who shot three men at a Wisconsin protest was a white supremacist. The White House defended the comments, as Kyle Rittenhouse told Fox News. What the president said defamed his character and was malicious. Of course, Rittenhouse was acquitted last week, successful in his claim of he only shot and killed in self-defense. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
For the most patriotic audience in talk radio, there can never be enough music like that. I'll bet you agree. Our wonderful national anthem that begins every show from the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra and in the control room, our patriots, Melissa and Josh, rolling off some more of the great songs we love about the greatest country on earth. We are freedom-loving Americans, WFLA, and we know you are as well. We have our own self-defense case here that could be a big-time story. It's already getting published around the world in newspapers. And let me make you judge and jury here, but I need to get you up to speed on what we know. Most of this is eyewitness accounts. Most of this is police reporting. I will give you what we have. It all revolves around a 35-year-old Florida librarian by the name of Sarah Nicole Morales, who is now dead, and a 40-year-old man by the name of Andrew Durr. Here's the deal. It appears to be a road rage incident that got this whole thing rolling in Volusia County last Saturday evening after Morales reportedly rammed her Kia into a motorcycle that was being ridden by Andrew Durr. Didn't hit him too hard. It didn't throw him off the motorcycle. He was angry. He followed her home before she wound up pulling a gun on him. Now, Durr had a permit for a concealed weapon. He claims self-defense. You'll hear him say that in a moment. Morales was shot dead. Morales, pregnant, mother of one. Durr and other witnesses called police, followed her to her home after the road rage incident at Volusia Avenue and 1792 in Orange City in Volusia County late Saturday afternoon. Morales, the police say, went inside, reemerged, pointing a gun. On a 911 call, as you will hear, she could be heard telling Durr and the other men to leave her alone. Durr has the valid concealed weapons permit, drew his handgun, fired multiple rounds, striking Morales. So let's get into it here. The 911 call from an eyewitness to the crash along 1792 late Saturday evening when her car hit Durr's motorcycle.
Is the motorcyclist down on the ground? Is he breathing and conscious?
He's fine.
Okay.
The lady just took off the left.
Well, the biker Andrew Durr, outside Morales' home a little later, on the phone with 911. You're going to be able to hear Morales. She reportedly has a gun. He says it was pointed at him. And as you will hear, he shoots her. You'll hear the gunshots. He says self-defense.
You are three men. You follow me. Shoot me.
What's that?
That's the question for the 911 operator. Those were eight gunshots, several of which hit Morales. She is dead. Police arrive, guns drawn. They order Andrew Kerr to the ground. He complies, and from body cam video, we hear this exchange with Durr.
That girl tried to kill me. She pointed the
okay.
gun at me.
All right. Just relax.
It's a gun to the left.
Okay.
Kill me.
Relax. This officer's going to come
Wait,
around.
I'm so sorry.
Relax.
Leave it.
I'm not
Leave
moving. I'm not
okay,
moving.
Okay. You're good.
Please, I'm not moving. I'm so sorry. She tried to kill me, and those other people are armed too. They had guns too.
Give me another
cup. Please be easy, gentlemen. I have no record. I didn't do anything. Didn't do anything wrong but defend myself.
More coming up on this case. Self-defense is the claim. Will it hold up in court? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. At Thanksgiving, we're counting our blessings, aren't we? Local headlines, Orlando Democrat Congresswoman Val Demming celebrating what she calls a huge win for our community, the 10th District Democrat, in Orlando yesterday to discuss the benefits of the infrastructure bill that President Biden recently signed into law. Demming saying the state will get $19 billion that will go in part into the local Lynx bus system. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
You heard it. 40-year-old Andrew Durr up in Volusia County is claiming self-defense. The woman was trying to kill me. The woman he shot to death, 35-year-old Sarah Nicole Morales, a well-regarded local librarian, pregnant, 5 months, has an 11-year-old daughter, apparently was about to become engaged to the love of her life, who says that that she was just scared after being chased down by the three men all the way to her home, who were apparently being aggressive with her, that she's not the kind to give anyone any trouble or go about pulling a gun on people. She must have been really scared knowing that her mom and her 11-year-old daughter were at home. So he's claiming on behalf of his now deceased girlfriend that really it was all about self-defense on her side, Melissa, that she took the gun out there because she was scared to death these guys were going to come and blow her away after they got into it on Highway 1792 in some kind of a road rage incident. By the way, on the issue of whether or not she had a gun pointed at Durr, which Durr claims According to the boyfriend,
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Morales' mother was seeing all of this from inside the house, said her daughter had her hands in the air telling Durr and the other guys to leave when she was shot to death.
But she had a gun in her hand, their hands in the air. I'm confused. Haven't seen a video yet, but I gotta tell you, if three guys chase me home, I'd be a little concerned. But if I ran one of the motorcycles with my car first, intentionally, it's so confusing, bud.
It really is, Melissa. And the one thing that will come up, and I wonder whether it is relevant, you know, when you talk about the fatal shooting and whether it's legitimate self-defense or not, is it relevant what happened on the road, perhaps some miles away earlier, or is it not? And the cops are reporting what the witnesses said, that she ran her car into him. Apparently, they'd been going at it, coming down Highway 1792. But we don't have any history as to who actually initiated this. Apparently, they didn't know each other. So, thoughts on all of this? Do you see a successful self-defense here for Andrew Durr? Do you think he may have problems?
He may have a successful self-defense, but it's a very complicated case, as you've laid out here, Bud. When you talk about the chase initially with one car running into another, one vehicle running into another, and then them chasing down her to her home,
yeah.
Then she's out with a gun, and then you hear the eight shots fired. I mean... You know, it's like, you know, which came first here, the chicken or the egg? We're not sure in any of these instances.
Here's what's coming in on the text line right now. We appreciate you getting in the jury box here on this one. My question is, why is Fox and everyone else reporting, that is Fox the network, not the executive producer, it's 1X, and everyone else reporting that she intentionally hit the motorcycle? How do they know that? What happened before is what I wonder. That's based on eyewitness accounts, and that has now found its way into police reports. Another, I cannot hear any evidence. It sounds like self-defense. He followed her home. He was no longer in danger. He used that claim because he was PO'd at her. From what I understand, another texter says, when you chase someone who ran into you, you have also left the scene of an accident. So he shouldn't have been at her house, probably won't get off on self-defense.
Well, no charges have been filed.
Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is true. Mm-hmm. The cops are looking at this thing, and at this point in time, you know, they are not essentially disputing his claim of she was trying to kill me, self-defense.
They were on the phone with 911 dispatch when she was shot, albeit overkill. I think eight shots rang out. Brandishing, though, a firearm outside of your house after committing a hit and run is not standing your ground, bud. She went inside. She got a gun. She could have stayed outside until the police came. You know,
yeah.
She had a duty to retreat.
Unfortunately, it's not cut and dried because, you know, both parties in this instance probably did things they shouldn't have done.
Agreed.
Like Durr, mm-hmm. You know, going to her home, chasing her down.
Agreed.
You know, again, we talk about vigilante justice, you know, and we've got the Ahmaud Arbery case being deliberated up in Georgia.
Right.
And, you know, this...
But this self-defense thing he's saying, Alan, like you said, him shooting her, when she hit him with the vehicle, that would have been self-defense had he, you know, that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. Following her home, gunning her down, even if she did brandish a weapon, not self-defense in my book. He was the primary aggressor at that point.
We're going to go back into this later in the show. Steve texts in, this guy may be free from legal guilt, but he is still guilty of using bad judgment. Not much different, he writes, from Kyle Rittenhouse. Carrying a firearm is not an excuse for looking for trouble. I would dispute that with Rittenhouse. But anyway, it should be the opposite. I work harder, Steve texts, to avoid confrontations in hopes I never have to use my gun on anyone. So, again, Some of what I just shared with you is coming not only from police reports and eyewitness accounts, it is coming from across the ocean. In the Daily Mail publication that on a regular basis out of the UK scoops a lot of big-time American publications. So, again, this is going around the world. It's a self-defense case, and we are following it because it is a local story. And we have news coming up of all kinds now with Alan.
Yeah, cause of death is reported for Brian Laundrie and an overnight NASA launch from California. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together. In just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando, it is 6:28.
And on this very chilly morning, we welcome you on our Thanksgiving weekend getaway show. We have special programming tomorrow and on Friday here. Alan has an update in the news here on Brian Laundrie. We know he's dead. Now we know how.
Yeah, as Gordon Bird reports, the attorney for the family of Gabby Petito's fiancé says his death was a suicide.
Brian Laundrie died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's the word from the Laundrie family attorney. Stephen Bertolino says Laundrie's parents hope confirmation of a suicide will bring closure as well to the relatives of Gabby Petito. His body was found October 20th at a nature preserve near Northport. Laundrie was the only person of interest identified in the death of Petito, whose body was found in Wyoming in September. So far, there's been no comment from law enforcement. Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
There are reports that there may be arrests coming here of certain quote-unquote individuals. Some think Laundrie's parents.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Georgia is bracing for a possible verdict today in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. He's the 25-year-old chased down and shot last year while jogging in a neighborhood. Jury deliberations began yesterday to decide the fates of three men who claim self-defense. An overnight rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California went off just as planned. NASA's Director of Planetary Science, Dr. Lori Glaze, explains the significance of the launch.
This is a really, really important mission. Humanity's first ever mission to try and deflect an asteroid to help us prepare for potential danger in the future.
Yeah, the goal of the double asteroid redirection test is to intentionally slam the rocket into an asteroid at 15,000 miles per hour to change the course of its orbit. This asteroid does not pose a threat to Earth, but if the mission is successful, scientists plan to use the same strategy to defend the planet next time one does.
But we're going to have to wait a while to find out, right, Alan? I think it's like takes 10 months to get to the asteroid,
I think,
or something.
11 months, yeah. So, by next Christmas, we'll have the answer on this.
Don't hold your breath, though.
As Thanksgiving approaches, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's thankful for the well wishes from Floridians for his wife, Casey, as she battles breast cancer.
On behalf of the First Lady, she really appreciates the strong outpouring of support. It does make a difference. It increases your spirits. It gives you kind of more of a will to fight. And I've seen that up close and personal firsthand.
The governor says this isn't the Thanksgiving they expected, but hopefully next Thanksgiving they'll be able to celebrate his wife's kicking cancer to the curb.
Yeah, we hope and pray that's the way it will go, and we will keep the First Family and the First Lady in our prayers.
The Magic are back home to host the Hornets tonight in Orlando. The Bulls come to town Friday before the Magic head back out on the road starting Saturday at Cleveland. Orlando has lost 3 in a row to dip to 4-14 on the season. WFLA News Time is 6:34. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. You can get caught up with our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app.
Headlining a story that we'll be talking about in the 7 o'clock hour, former President Trump claims President Biden's energy policies are making things worse than they were back in the 1970s. He told Fox News Democrats are causing economic pain intentionally as part of their bid to go green and replace clean fossil fuels. Trump saying natural gas is actually the best way to fuel America. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
Guess who President Trump welcomed to Mar-a-Lago and took a really terrific photo with? Melissa, that's a great shot.
I wasn't there.
No, I know you weren't, but the picture you just shared with me, and I was aware this had happened, is former President Trump beaming alongside...
Oh, that kid, Kyle Boom Boom Rittenhouse.
Oh, stop, Boom Boom. It's a great shot, and he's
really
smiling,
is.
Too. And Trump saying...
Trump Rittenhouse, 2024.
I don't think the Constitution will let him run. He's 18 years old.
Does VP have a number, too? I know president, you have to be at least 35.
No, I think you have to be. I think you do.
So we'll look that up.
Well,
and get
no, it's okay. But there's plenty of other things he could do with no age requirements. And he referred to Rittenhouse as a great young guy. And it's a really cool picture there.
Yeah, you can see that on our social media. Just look for WFLA Orlando, cool. Facebook, Twitter, all that.
Good stuff. You know, there was a time on Thanksgiving when it was real hard to find anything that was open. It was held as such a sacred American holiday, you know, to celebrate, yes, the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth, but also just to gather with the ones we love the most and celebrate with a feast all the blessings of our lives today. And almost everything was closed. You could find a convenience store, or you might find a gas station open. Remember, that was pretty much it. And then gradually, stores started staying open, trying to make a killing on Thanksgiving. And people they sat down to eat, and then they hustled out to go shopping. Now, Melissa, this is exciting to me, and I'm counting this as a Thanksgiving blessing, because this is all being turned around. Many more retail chains than we've seen in recent years are staying closed on Thanksgiving for the first time. That is Walmart, it's Best Buy, it's Dick's Sporting Goods, and the list goes on. Some like Costco and Home Depot have stayed closed on Thanksgiving for years. Publix, as you would expect, has been closed on Thanksgiving for years, I believe, anyway. But Target, this is the news, Melissa. What do you think of this? Target has announced it is going to keep all of its stores closed on Thanksgiving every year from now on. Great for the workers, but I think great for just Thanksgiving being what it should be and the focus being on home and hearth and blessings, not the bottom line and the deal you can get at a retail store. Right.
Well, but here's the thing, and I'd be remiss if I didn't re-educate you all, but I am from an island where Biden is right now mucking up the works. But,
Nantucket.
Even during the winter hours, what small businesses are available to be open, roll up the sidewalks, and go home at 5 o'clock on a normal day, and on the weekends, it would be very difficult just to find something open. So on Thanksgiving, don't think that there is one store open, or a gas station, or anything. So I'm actually used to this. You know, pretty much we were shut down, and you want to talk about a quaint New England town. Hello.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about seeing this trend?
Doesn't mean anything to me because I have never bothered with any of the Black Friday stuff. Most of the sales are not really sales. They're kind of unloading a bunch of crap. And usually I've already done what little bit of purchasing or lining things up I've done way ahead of time. So this doesn't really reflect me. I'm glad if you makes you happy, I'm happy. Have you ever gone Black Friday shopping, Bud, for it to make a difference for
you? One time, because my wife asked me to do it. We went to Altamont Mall when Altamont Mall was a big deal. You know, the malls were a big deal. And just to prove to her that I could do it and survive and have a good time.
1995,
I would say
there.
I would say probably late 90s, and it was a deal I made with Linda, and that was the only time.
Right.
She's not big on Black Friday, but a lot of members of our extended family are. More on Black Friday, which looks like it's not what it was in a moment. Are you with me or against me on my take on these Thanksgiving blessings, retail-related? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Headlining story we've been talking about with you, the man accused of slamming into that Wisconsin Christmas parade crowd, injuring nearly 50 people, now killing 6, a young child is the latest fatality, made a brief appearance in court yesterday. Daryl Brooks, accused of driving that SUV through the parade route barriers in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing 6 now, injuring dozens more. Brooks has a lengthy rap sheet and was out on an extraordinarily low bond when the incident took place. He is now being held on $5 million bond.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Anybody out there agree with me? This is great Thanksgiving news. Target's going to stay closed on Thanksgiving every year now in the future. More and more retail stores are shutting down on Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, to me, I think that's great. I particularly feel great for the workers who can be home with their families. You know, and a secondary spinoff is you don't have everybody trying to hustle through Thanksgiving dinner so they can get out and get some kind of a deal at a store. And, of course, Thanksgiving, does that mean anything to anybody but the overly sentimental, family-oriented Bud Man? Is there anybody else who feels that way? I think this is a great trend. I hope it continues. 407-916-5400 on the phone if you want to talk. And the text line, 23680, first name in town, if you want to add it, that's up to you. Then there's Black Friday. And I've been reading, Melissa, that it has run out of steam, too. Black Friday madness, we may not see it anymore because a lot of these stores put out Black Friday deals early with supply chain problems and all of this. Come get it now at the best price you'll ever see. And then more and more of us are shopping online. And I welcome an end to the Black Friday madness at stores as well. It's just an obsession. Make Black Friday an extension of Thanksgiving with the family that's in town. Just be together. You know, instead of running around like nut jobs trying to save a buck. Anyway, that's where I am on that.
Well, but, you know, I also think that we should close all the bars down on voting day. But then again, the mail-in votes screw that up. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, Thanksgiving has always been a day that you do what you're going to do. If the stores were open, I didn't know or didn't care or didn't go. There was one particular Thanksgiving where I ran out to Grandma's house. She was 96 at the time, and she wasn't there. First, we freaked out, you know, because thought maybe she'd fallen or something. Come to find out, she'd gone out with friends. So afterwards, in order to get my meal, I went to Walgreens and got myself one of those little snack deals with the cheese and crackers, because turkey and cheddar cheese, a little Ritz crackers. It was awesome. So right. I was kind of glad that Walgreens was open that day, because I wouldn't have gotten anything to eat.
Yes, I'm not saying everything needs to shut down, but it's good to see the some of these big box stores or the big retail outlets closing down. That reverses a trend, and you know I'm frankly glad that Black Friday has kind of been diluted right now.
Let's quickly mention Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, which is very important, Bud. Please go out there and support your small businesses on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Cyber Monday may be a thing of the past, too. As you say, most of us already shop online. But Giving Tuesday is the most important day. That's coming up.
Good stuff. Alan just checked in from the newsroom, and we'll talk about what he has in the 7 o'clock news. But you know, on my little soapbox here, Alan, are you up there with me welcoming the trend toward, you know, workers being able to stay home because the stores are closing on Thanksgiving and maybe more people staying home to enjoy the blessings of family instead of hustling out right after the meal and seeing if they can get a deal and the way things are going with Black Friday? Is it, you welcome that?
Yeah, and I have personal experience with this since a member of my family works for one of the so-called big box retailers and normally has been pretty much out of pocket for the family on not only, you know, Black Friday, but Thanksgiving, too, because we had that starting, that trend where stores were opening on Thanksgiving evening or afternoon to get an early start on Black Friday. But now you see these different retailers are offering Black Friday deals like through November and December, so it's not concentrated on that one day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I have a lot of trouble getting folks on board sometimes, and I know the way I think isn't the way everybody thinks on things like this. Listen to this texter. I know Bud has all the iHeartRadio money. Well, that's not true. But some people need the extra pay for working a holiday. Okay, so there's the flip side of that, too. Anyway, hey, what's going on at WFLAOrlando.com, that really cool website where we have so much for you to see. You can win all kinds of things. That's really cool. You can see Melissa's show posters, which are awesome. Alan's wonderful podcast of his Elsewhere Productions. And, of course, my podcast is up there every day, and it is something that gives you links to all of the sources and stories we talk
about.
That's
your blog, but it's very good. I'm working on it right now, and it'll be posted very soon. So make sure you go to the website, WFLAOrlando.com. But it's a blog. The podcast is the whole show.
It is.
Sans traffic, weather, and commercials.
Yep.
But you can get Elsewhere separately as a podcast.
What?
If you don't want to weed through the other 3 hours of the show to get to that.
That's crazy talk.
I know.
Wow. Elsewhere is a podcast all on its own.
I'm here to promote myself.
Why not, Alan?
Yeah. Well done, Alan. Well done.
If you blow your own horn, who's going to?
Nobody.
Right? Not me.
I know that.
Oh, come on.
You got all the money at iHeart.
All the money at iHeart.
Sorry, Alan, we can't pay you. Go home.
No, because Bud took all the money from everybody.
My back's out. It's that wallet's off center a little too. Yeah, please.
Hate that.
Poor baby. Poor baby.
I'll tell you, it's rough out there.
No,
you know?
Man, no respect.
None at all. You know what's coming up in the news, Alan?
A busy holiday weekend ahead on the roads and in the air, and a popular sports announcer makes a comeback. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. It is 6:58.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando, and let us be among the first to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. And here at 7 a.m., we're going to update you now on Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, Thanksgiving holiday traffic already building on the roads and at the airport. More in 1 minute.
The Biden plan to lower gasoline prices. What's it all about? And is this going to work? Let's talk on Good Morning Orlando.
7:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. If you're hitting the road today, you will not be alone.
Retailers may try to prop up prices as drivers hit the road for Thanksgiving. But
yeah, we know that. But if you're hitting the road today, you will not be alone.
So we do expect a lot of travelers to get on the roadway. Today will be the busiest travel day of the entire year, if we look at history.
Lieutenant Kim Montez of the Florida Highway Patrol tells Fox 35 the busiest day for returning home will be Sunday. Montez suggests you check tire pressure before you take off, since you might be carrying a heavier load than usual. Also, have a plan for one person to focus on driving and another to handle navigation. There was a traffic issue overnight on Interstate 95 in Flagler County. Northbound lanes were shut down for several hours but are back open again. That after a semi hit and killed a motorcyclist and then took off. People are already forming long lines at Orlando International Airport. Holiday travelers are coming and going.
We're heading back home. Yeah, we're going to hopefully see some family and just rest. We've been at Disney and Universal and running around like crazy.
OIA expecting to see 1.6 million passengers by next Tuesday. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The Biden administration is tapping into the Strategic Oil Reserve to drive down gas prices. But as Gordon Bird reports, the question is, how long will it take to see a difference at the pump?
Retailers may try to prop up prices as drivers hit the road for Thanksgiving, but head analyst Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says those extra barrels of crude may lead to lower prices at the pump in 3 to 5 days, and Florida may see price wars even sooner.
Given the fact that prices took a big jump up last week, stations in Florida have more margin. They have more ability to lower prices.
But DeHaan says prices could bounce back, especially if OPEC responds by cutting production.
Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
I've noted a gas price jump this morning, a gas Bud update in a moment, and we are talking about the Biden plan right after that.
And Bud, former President Donald Trump claims President Biden's energy policies are making things worse than they were in the 1970s. He told Fox News Democrats are causing economic pain in wanting to replace clean fossil fuels. He says natural gas is the best way to fuel the country.
Trump is right on the money. More from him as well ahead.
A search is underway for a missing Volusia County teenager. New Smyrna Beach police say 13-year-old Lamaya Ferguson has not been seen since leaving her home on Brook Street Saturday. She may be with her 14-year-old boyfriend. Anyone with information is asked to contact New Smyrna Beach police. And a battle of the top two in college basketball also marks the return of a fan favorite announcer.
Dick Vitale got the all clear last week to get back behind the mic for tonight's showdown between top-ranked Gonzaga and second-seed UCLA. Dickie V, who is undergoing chemotherapy for lymphoma, hasn't been able to call any games so far this season. He has continuously posted updates on social media thanking fans for their love and support and wanting others to spread the love.
Help to rise other people at a time of need. Bring them up. Go on, extend the hand.
Vitale starts his 43rd year as a basketball commentator for ESPN with the 1-2 battle between Gonzaga and UCLA that tips off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
We wish him well, Alan. I love his enthusiasm, and he was waving to a crowd at an arena recently, and they were just loving on him.
Yeah.
Terrific guy.
A Tampa Bay area resident, by the way, Dick Vitale. WFLA News time is 7:05. A nanny caught drinking her boss's breast milk tells her boss not to be so stingy. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app, now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Wow. I couldn't talk over that. Really awesome stuff in the control room. Thanks to Melissa and Josh for rolling that off. My co-host Alan Spector here giving us one more reason why we've got to go to WFLAOrlando.com, the website.
Hey, lady, don't Bogart that breast milk, for gosh sakes.
Share some for some. What?
Yeah, pass it around. We all want some.
Sorry you're having breakfast.
Getting a little bit of support here on, you know, my celebration of more and more retail outlets staying closed for Thanksgiving, sparing their workers, being away from their families, and just, you know, making Thanksgiving as special as it should be. Joe writes and says, hey, thank goodness I have to get our wonderful, I get to have our wonderful Walmart cashier wife and mom home tomorrow. Thanksgiving for sure, the way it should be. Enjoy. Another, the closing of the stores is because they don't have the staff, Bud, not because they care about Thanksgiving.
Catching on there. Yeah, it's about not being able to have enough staff on hand.
You don't tell me there's any good news to talk about, Bud Man. What are you doing?
Well, he's not far from
what
wrong.
What are you doing celebrating? We don't like that.
You know,
we want bad news. We want to be miserable. We want to be bludgeoned with bad news.
Oh, come on now. It's the day before a holiday. It's let's tie one on day, you know, Bud.
And another one says,
For some folks, Bud, the glass of eggnog is always half empty.
Man.
Another one says, hey, Bud Man, what's next? Maybe just Christ and Christmas? Let's hope so.
That won't happen.
Well, I sure hope so. Let's work on that one, shall we? In the meantime, let's get into this cockamamie Biden plan to lower gas prices. I'll tell you why he's doing this, and I'll tell you why it ain't going to work in a moment.
After an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, that's just 2 minutes away on Good Morning Orlando. It is 7:08.
Headlines, two Florida-based grocery chains now limiting the number of holiday items sold to customers. We've been talking about it. Here's a little bit more. Earlier this week, Publix announcing that customers can purchase no more than two of certain items, blaming supply chain issues and the increased holiday demand. That was followed by Winn-Dixie, which is now limiting the number of turkeys sold to one per customer. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Wednesday morning on the 50,000 watt front porch, it's our Thanksgiving show, our getaway for the long holiday weekend show, special programming Thursday and Friday. I want to read this text here, but I want to set it up very, very briefly and tell you what I hope. If you're a regular, you already know. There's something uncommon about this show. It's not about what I think exclusively or about what our team thinks. Alan and Melissa and Josh, who joins us on things at times, we care about what you think. And a lot of shows in this business do not. You are always going to be a part of this show, and this text proves it. But about people not working on Thanksgiving, I agree it's nice for retailers to give their people off, time off. However, please don't forget about the people who have to work, like nurses, doctors, EMTs, firefighters, police, people who work with animals like at zoos, people who work with equipment that runs 24/7. Let's at least acknowledge them. Thank you. You are welcome. We are happy to do it. And thank you for reminding us to remind everyone. We really do care what you think, even when you don't agree with us. Is there anybody out there thinks Biden has really struck oil politically here by announcing that he's going to tap into the strategic oil reserve and pull out 50 million barrels and knock down gas prices? Here's his announcement.
So today I'm announcing that the largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. President. That doesn't sound like you sounded 1 month ago.
I could go in the petroleum reserve and take out and probably reduce the price of gas maybe 18 cents or so a gallon. It's still going to be above $3.
That's what he said a month ago. He knows this isn't going to make a difference. He's doing it to try and pump up, through trying to reduce gas prices at the pump, his pathetic poll numbers. It's all about the political disaster that he's somehow trying to undo. He also had the audacity yesterday to claim that his environmental policies, which are anti-fossil fuel, you know, anti-oil, anti-gas, and anti-coal, anti-fracking, you name it, here have nothing to do with higher gas prices. Clearly, they do, and we have talked about it and given you chapter and verse. Here's the reality. 50 million barrels of oil coming out of the Strategic Oil Reserve that's meant for a national emergency, as Trump reminded him yesterday, not just for political reasons. To power America, it takes 20 million barrels of oil a day. This is 2.5 days worth.
Oh, wait, use Common Core math, Bill Gates, Common Core math. That's 2.5 years.
It's inflation.
It's Common Core math.
I want you to listen here for a moment to Art Laffer, former Trump and Reagan economic advisor on Biden's approach to inflation in general and gas prices in particular.
What he has done is he's shortchanged gas and with the Keystone Pipeline, and he's also raising taxes on workers and producers and paying people more not to work, which is anti-production, anti-output. It's exactly the wrong way to go, and he's going to lead to higher prices, not lower prices. Now, this release from the Strategic Gas Reserve, oil reserve, is a good move for a very short run, but it's not a good long-term policy. It's not going to solve the problem.
No, it's not even going to make a dent at all, really. Maybe a couple of cents for a while off gas prices. In a moment, stay with us. We'll hear from President Trump on a couple of counts. We'll take you back to the good old days of energy independence in the Trump administration, almost to the day 1 year ago today, all undone by Biden. Headlines, stats on the pandemic for you now. Around the world, more than 258.8 million cases, more than 5.1 million deaths. Boy, it's unbelievable. The cases are just going through the roof in Europe, and they're going into lockdown. They got riots going on. Here in the U.S., more than 47.9 million cases, more than 773 people have died. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories all morning. That's the promise, and we deliver for you on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, Josh Kapke, until 9 o'clock. Love this texter. We're talking about the really lame Biden plan to tap into the strategic oil reserves to the tune of 50 million barrels of oil, refine it into gasoline, and lower prices at the pump. 50 million barrels is 2.5 days worth of use here of oil in this country. I mean, we plow through 20 million barrels a day here. This means nothing. Oh, a texter, though, taking me to task. Gee, that's never happened before.
No, this is a first.
Now, you just talked about people being so negative, and then you blast Biden. He is trying. Oh, yes. He is very trying. I find him trying every time I watch him. But thank you for the input.
Yeah, good luck trying to find an ice cream place on Nantucket that's open.
You know, it's interesting.
That's where he is for the weekend, yeah.
Biden and his administration concerned about the environment, yet at the first sign of gas prices going up, it's like, release the crude oil.
Yeah, but a month ago, and they were going up then, he said it was a bad idea. And I was like, I made any difference. It's still going to be over $3 a gallon. We played the cut. Trump is reacting. We'll hear from him on that score in a moment. But let us take you back to almost exactly 1 year ago. And at that time, Trump was still president. And he announced that the United States, for the first time ever, had achieved energy independence through his pro-fossil fuel policies and other policies as well. And now Biden has given it away.
At the same time, we've made America energy independent. Bolstered by our historic tax and regulatory cuts, the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world.
Well, yeah, that was then, and this is now. We now produce something like $2 million a day.
2 million barrels?
2 million barrels a day less than we did then. Biden immediately, when he came into office, canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He's currently weighing whether to terminate another pipeline in Michigan. He has totally discouraged any incentives for expensive oil exploration, fracking, and all of this because the oil and companies, they see the writing on the wall. It's go green, and it's not something they are willing to invest in if they've got the hammer down from the Biden administration, guys.
Well, the political value for the U.S. here is to suppress prices till the midterms. Of course, that 50 barrels, that ain't going to cut it. They can't suppress the prices, though, so the strategic reserve is far too small. It's not a blip on the radar, my friends. We would actually have to release 50 barrels a month.
50 million are we talking about?
Uh-huh, 50 million barrels a month.
I just thought you might have thrown the million on the back of the 50.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was getting ready to. 50, I was going to say
anytime,
a million of them. 50 million barrels a month we would have to release to make only a 1.6% dent in the global price of oil. So this is political theater, Bud, and listeners, and Alan, too. So the Biden administration can publicly shift blame to OPEC. And OPEC's going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Biden will use that effect to push more green policies. So, by the way, China's going to secretly buy up the amount that they and the U.S. dump onto the market. And U.S. will be the bad guy and the taxpayer will pay the price later.
Do you remember in school when we had to diagram sentences?
Oh, yeah.
I just was trying to imagine diagramming what Melissa just said.
But the message did come through.
I got the message. That's true. But... you know, it would have taken me a while.
Wait, couple there were periods.
A couple of sheets of paper, at
there
least.
There were periods. Hence, the political value for the U.S. is to suppress prices till midterms.
Wait a
period.
Minute. Give me a second here. Trump said something very important yesterday in the wake of the Biden plan. He says those oil reserves are meant to be used for serious emergencies like war and nothing else. There are 727 million barrels of oil in those salt domes at various locations along the Gulf Coast. We've had this since 1975 in the middle of the Arab oil embargo. We said, we got to have some stockpiles, and we've got them now. But it's not for trying to pump up the poll numbers, Mr. President Joe Biden. And, you know, as Trump said, we were energy independent a year ago. Now we're at the mercy of OPEC again. Is this any way to run a country? I find that to be an excellent question.
Yeah, it was genius.
Yeah, well, but, you know, we may see a drop in prices, but... you know, analysts indicate it'll be short-lived at best.
Yeah. And to go on the other way this morning, on the way in, gas bought update, I saw a station at $3.45 a gallon. Now, is that just that station trying to gouge people going out of town and filling up? Or is that you better play beat the fuel truck, beat the truck, and get out there because they're all going up to 345? Gas Bud does not know the answer to that question. Just tell you what I've observed.
As far as the release of the crude oil, it's expected to take a few days before we see the effect of that at the pumps.
Yeah, absolutely true. Bottom of the hour, it's your department, Alan, as we turn it over to you for the news. What's coming up?
A jury in Georgia is deliberating the Ahmaud Arbery case and Happy Drinksgiving. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes, 728 on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Good morning to you, wherever you are, however you're listening to us, and a very happy Thanksgiving for all of us here at iHeartRadio and the Good Morning Orlando team. You're 20 minutes away from a great prize you can win on our Sound Judgment game, free tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas Concert in Orlando. That's coming up, but we have serious news and a big story we'll also be talking about later in this half hour as Alan begins our news update.
Deliberations resume today in Georgia after jurors deciding the fate of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery failed to reach a verdict on their first day. Sam Brock has more.
In a matter of hours, we may know the fate of the three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery. A jury so far deliberating for about 6.5 hours. How close are they to a verdict? We may soon know. They're weighing charges everything from aggravated assault to malice murder, a total of nearly 30 counts.
Arbery was shot to death while jogging through a Brunswick neighborhood last year. The defendants in the case claim they thought he was a burglar and they were trying to carry out a citizen's arrest. They face life in prison if fully convicted.
10 minutes, Rory O'Neill, our national correspondent, with more on the Arbery trial and the Thanksgiving travel picture updated for you.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A Volusia County man accused of trying to take upskirt photos is now in custody in Seminole County. 37-year-old Brian Barkley was arrested on Monday at a Home Depot in Lake Mary. Police had gotten reports that Barkley had been visiting the store recently and taking pictures up women's skirts, and he was caught when he used his phone to take pictures of an undercover officer wearing a skirt. Concerned about an uptick in COVID cases over the holidays, health officials continue to urge folks to roll up their sleeves. Dr. Tim Hendricks with Advent Health says, think of getting vaccinated as a gift to your loved ones.
You know, if you don't get a vaccine for yourself, get it to help slow the spread in your family and the people you're with this holiday season.
Anyone 18 and over is now eligible for a vaccine booster shot. Today is the day before Thanksgiving, and as Wendy Grossman reports, it's also known as Blackout Wednesday or Drinksgiving.
Not a lot of elbow room expected in local bars tonight as people celebrate Drinksgiving. One of the biggest drinking nights of the year as friends come together to party before gathering with relatives for the holiday. Adam Gersten of Gramps Wynwood says he thinks domestic tourism is reaching pre-pandemic levels.
But also tourists coming even earlier in larger numbers from international destinations as well. We're already seeing it now.
He expects business to be up anywhere from 20% to 60%, and this could be the biggest Drinksgiving yet as people try to make up for lost time last year. Wendy Grossman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm telling you, I must have been out of school that day. I never heard of Drinksgiving before.
Yeah, I have.
Is this a tradition or something?
Yes, and so is Thanksgiving Day for some people. The bar's open. I've had enough of family. Where's pizza?
There's also the day after Thanksgiving is
a
good day to drink.
Definitely a day to
drink. And then 2 days after Thanksgiving is good.
Sunday's also good after Thanksgiving.
And then next Monday will be great.
Wow. Yeah.
So
it's a week-long Drinksgiving celebration.
Yes. You know, you can celebrate Drinksgiving at the Amway Center tonight. The Orlando Magic are hosting the Charlotte Hornets. And watching the Magic play might
require
you to
drinks.
Want to take a drink.
I don't know what they get for a beer.
It's like $8, $9.
Well, the way things are going, it might be worth a few.
WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere. It's time to
burn it down.
That is the entrance music for WWE superstar Seth Rollins. That's also the music that was playing as he was attacked while leaving the ring on Monday Night Raw at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. He was tackled by a man who jumped from a guardrail and into the view of cameras. Both Rollins and WWE officials quickly worked to separate Rollins from the spectator before the man in question was escorted out of the area by security. WWE issued a statement saying that the person has been turned over to the NYPD and will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Did Rollins body slam him? What happened there?
It was, Rollins kind of got body slammed. The guy, it was a surprise attack.
Wow.
The guy came running from out of nowhere. Rollins had just finished a match. He's going back up the ramp, you know, where they come in.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, this guy comes across and tackles him. And it actually got on camera live on Raw for about 10 seconds.
Mm.
Maybe not even that long. The announcers at that time didn't make any note of it. I don't think it ever got mentioned on the telecast.
We did hear about it very briefly, but only in wrestling circles.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Some of you wrestling fans are scary, I'll tell you that.
Wait till you hear about the new wrestling coming.
That's why we give Alan lots of room. You know?
Yeah, there's speculation this guy might have been an independent wrestler trying to make a name for himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a new thing coming this weekend called Triad Combat. More details later.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Researchers at Vanderbilt University say they're working with NASA engineers on developing airborne taxicabs. A Vanderbilt computer science professor says they hope to create vehicles called octocopters that take off and land vertically and can move 6 to 8 people. Vanderbilt is one of several universities involved in the $2.5 million project. The professor says they could have prototypes ready for testing in the next 5 years.
What could go wrong?
Can't imagine.
Not going to happen for me.
Sounds foolproof to me. Taxis in the air, sure. And finally, there's a new Guinness World Record for the world's longest Soul Train dance line. The BET cable network recruited people to dance through Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem ahead of the Soul Train Awards this Sunday. Participants included original dancers from the Soul Train TV shows, the Brooklyn United Marching Band, the 40-plus Double Dutch Club, and hundreds of local residents. The Soul Train line featured 536 dancers that shattered the previous record of 426 dancers set in Arizona's Goodyear ballpark back in 2014.
Makes the Rockettes look like nothing.
Yeah.
They got like 30 of them lined up and 500 some? Wow.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, there's only one way to wrap up this story.
Bet your last money it's all going to be a stone gas, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and as always in party, we wish you love him. Pete and...
The late, great Don Cornelius. I used to watch Soul Train every Saturday, right after American Bandstand. And as a young man at the time, I noticed that the dress code seemed to be more liberal on Soul Train than it was on American Bandstand.
Amazing.
How about that? I picked up on that right away. Yeah. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
All right, last crack at Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert tickets. Their Christmas concert at the Amway Center just ahead of Christmas. Our prize and our early Merry Christmas present to our Sound Judgment winner. You're eligible if you haven't won Sound Judgment in 30 days. Call now before somebody takes all of the lines, yours included. We're playing the game for Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert tickets. If it's not for you, win them, give them away. You're off the hook on Christmas presents. 407-916-5400. 407-916. What did I just say? You stopped me for a reason there.
I did, because Sound Judgment isn't quite next.
It isn't?
No.
We got Rory.
We have Rory,
you know, we do.
O'Neill.
Yeah, you're right.
Next.
You're right. I meant to let everybody know we're maybe 10 minutes away from sound judgment. That's right. Forgive me. And now we're late. We have Rory O'Neill on the Arbery trial and Thanksgiving travel. Our national correspondent. Don't miss it. He has a lot to say. He's next. Right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Headlines right now. Pope Francis sending prayers to the victims of that parade massacre in Wisconsin. A telegram expressing his support and condolences sent to the Archbishop of Milwaukee. One child now and five adults killed when that driver plowed into a crowd on Sunday, injuring now 62 others. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Now let's bring on News Radio WFLA national correspondent Rory O'Neill to talk first about the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia, where jury deliberations have begun, and then the Thanksgiving travel picture on getaway day for a lot of you, we know. Rory, welcome aboard and a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Bud.
What can you tell us about this trial? For folks, just catch them up to speed quickly on what it's all about.
Sure. So these deliberations will resume in about 45 minutes. They talked for about 6 hours yesterday. At issue, 9 different charges filed against 3 men who are accused of running down Ahmaud Arbery outside Brunswick, Georgia, confronting him, and then it led to a shooting. Travis McMichael, the gunman who killed the 25-year-old. Travis's father, Gregory, also in the pickup truck. He's also been charged, as has a neighbor, Roddy Bryan, who got into his pickup truck and allegedly joined the chase. So we have, again, 6 hours of deliberations are done, 9 charges being considered against each man. So the jury's got a lot of work to do, of course, before the holiday.
Yeah, big-time racial component to this. Arbery was black, unarmed. The three guys, two of them had guns. They're white, and there we are.
Yeah, to some, this seems like a slam-dunk case, Rory. Any surprise that there wasn't a verdict on day one?
Well, you know, they were going to call it a night pretty early, around 5 o'clock, and then the foreperson of the jury said, hang on, Judge, we're making some progress here. Let's try to work a little bit longer. So it looks like they are making progress. But again, it's, 9 charges against 3 different people. One of the guys in the other pickup truck, he really just filmed it. Maybe they're considering lesser charges for him. He's really being charged with murder under the felony murder law. And maybe the jury doesn't think he should be going to life, going to prison for life for what he did.
Hey, Rory, Melissa here. I hear whispers of federal charges.
Right. So the 3 men have also been indicted on federal hate crime charges as well as attempted kidnapping. So when all this is said and done, we've got a whole different court proceeding likely to happen early next year.
Now, you're wearing 2 hats this morning doing double duty. Getaway day, Thanksgiving travel at pre-pandemic levels. What do folks need to know this morning, Rory?
Yeah, parking at Orlando International Airport is certainly difficult. So you're going to have to be using those remote parking lots if you're trying to get out of here. If you're trying to pick people up, remember there are free cell phone lots. Don't park on 436 and wait on the side of the road and wait for people to come. There are whole free lots, cell phone lots. Look for the sign. You can sit there safely. They've got flight boards, Wi-Fi, and everything if you're picking up someone at the airport there. We've got more than 43 million people traveling over the next few days, almost at pre-pandemic levels.
You know, for those who don't know Rory like we do, he's a big man, and if anyone can wear 2 hats at once, it's Rory Rory O'Neill.
Hey, Rory, let us wrap it up by wishing you a very happy birthday. You got one coming on Black Friday, don't you, buddy?
Oh, I do. Thanks. Okay, we can skip that part. Thank you.
Raise a glass at the Hammered Lamb for Rory, won't you?
Oh, there it is. Oh,
Drinksgiving continues.
Happy birthday, buddy, and keep on having him. Rory O'Neill, happy Thanksgiving as well. Now, let's play Sound Judgment for those Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas concert tickets at the Amway Center in Orlando. You're eligible if you haven't won in a month. First-timers, welcome. Get on the phones. We really are going to play it now. 407-916-5400. After a quick update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, then back at it on the 50,000-watt front porch. sports headline right now as we get ready to play our game. We can tell you that the Orlando Magic are going to continue playing their game, basketball. They are back home to host the Hornets tonight in Orlando. The Bulls will come to town on Friday before the Magic head back out on the road starting Saturday at Cleveland. Orlando's struggling. They've lost three in a row to dip to 4-14 on the season. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Stay ahead of the storm with Operation Stormwatch on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Instantly recognizable, the sound of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra bringing their all-new Christmas show to the Amway Center in Orlando. We're giving away free tickets that a lot of folks would like to win. You've got your shot. The 50,000-watt front porch is full of contestants. If you're trying to get in, a wrong answer will open up an opportunity and a phone line at 407-916-5400. Well, today's Sound Judgment Game puts the spotlight on one of my all-time favorite Robin Williams movies. Mrs. Doubtfire, remember that? Premiered on this date, November 24th, some years ago. The hilarious but really touching plot as well revolved around Williams playing a family man who gets divorced, then dresses up as a female housekeeper so he can be close to his kids. Listen to some sound from the moment Mrs. Doubtfire introduces herself, and then you need to tell me this. Who was the President of the United States when Mrs. Doubtfire first hit movie theaters on this very date?
Hello. Mrs. Hillard, I presume?
Yes, I'm Miranda Hillard.
Euphigenia Doubtfire.
Oh, yes. Won't you please come in?
Thank you, dear.
And then the insanity began. I love that movie. Who was the president when that first came out in theaters, Mrs. Doubtfire? Mike, you're first up. Good luck on Sound Judgment, Mike.
Ronald Reagan.
No. All right, the tickets are going to go to somebody else, maybe you, if you call in and take that line at 407-916-5400. In the meantime, let's scoot on down the phone bank to Bob, who was the president when Mrs. Doubtfire hit theaters.
How about Bill Clinton?
How about you're right? Good job, Bob. November 24th, 1993, Slick Willie was the president, and you're going to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas concert in Orlando. What do you think?
Oh, that's fantastic. It's going to be a fantastic concert. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, it is. And, hello, puppets. You got a pair of tickets to go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra there at Amway Center. Two shows on Saturday, December 18th. Tickets are on sale now. If you just want to avoid the hassle, go to the box office or online, Ticketmaster.com. By the way, TSO is back celebrating 25 years of Christmas Eve and other stories.
Bob, congratulations. Happy Thanksgiving. And with that prize, a Merry Christmas from all of us here on Good Morning Orlando. Hey, speaking of Thanksgiving.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Very exciting for you because you've got a big family gathering that includes young grandkids. I mean, Thanksgiving doesn't get much better than it's going to be around the table at your place.
No, it's a great week for us because it's Thanksgiving, segueing into Hanukkah, which starts Sunday night very early this year.
Yeah.
And not only are all three of my children here, but all four of my grandchildren are here.
Oh, man.
And this is the first time all of those seven human beings have been together.
This is great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's gonna
it's
be
the
great.
Best. It's the best.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you've been glowing all week long, Alan, and I know you've been waiting for this a long time. How about you guys? What's going on Thanksgiving here? Melissa, are you actually going to be able to back off the gas and take a day off? I'm sorry. She's still on the phone with our contest winner. Josh, what about you and Thanksgiving?
Well, we have, like, Alan, we have a pretty big family as well. I've been very blessed. I have, like, 10 cousins that I grew up with all in, like, our backyard, and we used to always play football on Thanksgiving Day, and it's going to be a big feast. We got about 30, 35 people. You know, it's going to be a couple of turkeys. They're going to fry one. They're going to oven bake one. It's going to be a pretty fun day, so we're so excited about it.
What a production. I could talk to Melissa, but she's talking to the contestant Bob, our winner here. You know, for years, you know, we hosted Thanksgiving for our family, but that, you know, the torch has been passed to our son Brad and his wife Dana, and the Thanksgiving feast is for an extended family of about 25 to 30, I think.
I'm back!
Over a long table over there and at their place, and it's just going to be an absolutely great time.
I understand you missed me. I'm sorry. I was making green bean casserole for the mother-in-law's celebration tomorrow.
You were yakking it up on the old yak box our Sound Judgment winner.
Puppets. Yes, I was.
My question to you was, are you actually going to get to back off the gas and take a full day off? I mean, tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah. You don't have to do your shows live in the evening, do you?
Well, not live. No, they'll be pre-recorded.
Okay.
The connection show will be here. It's going to be pre-recorded. But as for all the other stuff, no, I'm just going to stay really, 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 really late today and get everything done so I can enjoy a day or two off. You know how that works, right? Take a vacation from the vacation, then you need a vacation.
I do understand that. Whew. Yeah. Got a power-packed hour number three you'll want to be a part of. We have a major self-defense story, you know, self-defense, Rittenhouse, Arbery, all of that, you know. But it's happening here in Central Florida, and we are talking about it with you after the news. And speaking of the news, Alan, what do you have at 8 o'clock?
Thanksgiving holiday traffic already building on the roads and in the air, and the Tampa Bay Rays do something very uncharacteristic. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes. Now 7:58 on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills Orlando, WMGF HD3 Mount Dora Orlando, News Radio WFLA, an iHeart Radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Coldest morning we've had, they say, since early April. Isn't it nice? Welcome aboard at 8 o'clock for our latest look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a busy holiday weekend ahead on the roads and in the air. More in 1 minute.
Road rage leads to the fatal shooting of a local pregnant woman by a man who claims self-defense. We'll put you in the jury box next as we talk on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. It's going to be a busy Thanksgiving weekend as travel returns to near pre-pandemic levels. And it got off to a rough start overnight as a deadly hit-and-run crash shut down part of Interstate 95 in Flagler County. The lanes have since reopened. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, a semi-truck hit and killed a motorcyclist and then took off. The FHP has an increased presence on interstates and major highways this week, focusing on speeders, seatbelt violators, and those who are impaired by drugs or alcohol.
Everybody's trying to have a good time this holiday season. You don't want to get caught up in something that's going to ruin your whole holiday or ruin your family or cause something to happen that's going to ruin your whole life just because you're in a hurry or because you drank too much.
FHP Captain Peter Bergstresser's advice for those traveling this week, leave in plenty of time. Be patient on the roads and do not drive drunk. And for those flying, take note, lines are already long at Orlando International Airport this morning. They're expecting 1.6 million passengers to pass through their gates by Tuesday. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. As gas prices climb, the Biden administration is releasing 50 million barrels of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. President Biden insists his efforts to fight climate change are not driving prices higher, but analyst Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says the White House is a factor because it does not have a roadmap to move toward electric vehicles.
The president has focused more on the future of EVs
And his policies have essentially concentrated on the future, but not a transitory plan for us to get there.
DeHaan says we could see the effect of the crude oil release on gas prices by the end of the holiday weekend, and that Florida could see a quicker drop after last week's spike in prices.
Hard to imagine it'll be much of a break or last very long. 50 million barrels is 2.5 days worth of the oil this country uses.
Two, Florida-based grocery chains are now limiting the number of holiday items sold to customers. This week, Publix announced that customers can purchase no more than two of certain items, blaming supply chain issues and the increased holiday demand. That's been followed by Winn-Dixie, which is limiting the number of turkeys sold to one per customer.
Well, how many turkeys do you need, right?
Well,
isn't one going to pretty much do it?
I mean, you're talking about gatherings, you know, you guys, 25 people maybe, And I have a similar gathering. You know, there sometimes more than one turkey is required, or okay. You need a turkey and a ham, or
pheasant or
pheasant. Yeah, whatever bird you can find, get your hand on these days.
Yard bird.
My advice is, if you find a pigeon, a dead pigeon, just pick it up.
Walk along. Nothing to see here.
Fry it up. And
what have I waded into here? I withdraw the question.
The Manatee County resident known as Lectern Man has pleaded guilty for his role in the Capitol riot. Reed Shepard reports.
36-year-old Adam Johnson of Parrish was scolded by U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton, who called him gullible and weak-minded for traveling to the nation's capital based on a lie about the election results and then trying to undermine democracy. Johnson could receive a year behind bars and a $100,000 fine, although prosecutors are not calling for jail time. Johnson became famous on social media after stealing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern and posing for pictures. I'm Chris Trankman.
The Tampa Bay Rays are not known for handing out expensive long-term deals, but they are locking up 20-year-old shortstop Wander Franco for 12 years. ESPN reports the deal includes about $185 million in guaranteed money with a maximum value of $223 million. It is the largest contract ever for a player with less than one full year in the big leagues.
You say they're locking him up, but they're going to let him out to play shortstop, I hope, so they get
Lock
a return on the investment.
Up. Lock him up. Lock him.
They got to let him out to play. Anyway.
WFLA News Time is 8:06. A doorbell camera seems to capture a man being abducted by aliens.
Mm.
That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Wow, I thought I'd gone back 2 hours in time.
Can I sit down now?
Can I take my hat? Oh, put my hat back on?
It's like we're ready to play ball here with the Rays or something. Yeah. But
Wander Franco called in and requested that.
I'll tell you what. For the most patriotic audience in talk radio and a very patriotic group here on the 50,000-watt front porch and the station WFLA that in my mind stands for We're Freedom-Loving Americans, an extra rendition of the national anthem can't be anything but a welcome thing. We bring it to you, instrumental version from the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra, which is the best of its kind I've ever heard, and that was wonderful to hear there. Who was that, Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
That is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
So. Yeah.
MTC, as I call them.
Yeah, I'm on a first name with them, too.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
In a moment, a red-hot topic, a self-defense situation developing here in the wake of what's going on with the Rittenhouse and the Arbery trial, which is ongoing now. Self-defense, this is now getting national and worldwide attention, what happened in Volusia County. We're going to try and sort it out. Listen closely and let us know whether or not you think this self-defense claim will hold up in court. In a moment.
Yeah, right after you listen closely to an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. It's 8:08.
Central Florida headline for you now. A search underway for a missing Volusia County teenager. New Smyrna Beach police say 13-year-old Lamaya Ferguson has not been seen since leaving her home on Brook Street on Saturday, and that she may be with her 14-year-old boyfriend. Anyone with information asked to contact New Smyrna Beach police. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes on our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Self-defense very, very much in the news, and the two high-profile murder trials making headlines that we have followed. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and now the jury has the Ahmaud Arbery trial, and they're deliberating in Georgia. We have our own self-defense case taking shape right now, for that is the claim in Volusia County by a man named Andrew Durr, age 40, who last Saturday, late in the afternoon, said that a car driven by 35-year-old Sarah Nicole Morales of Orange City tried to run him off the road in his motorcycle. Fortunately, he was able to stay on the bike, called 911, said, you know, this woman tried to run him off the road, wound up with a couple of eyewitnesses following her to her home. And she went inside. This is all from police records right now and eyewitness accounts. Got a gun and, you know, was yelling that you get out of here, you followed me home, et cetera, et cetera. And Durr claims the gun was being pointed at him and he fired. And Sarah Nicole Morales, age 35, and her unborn child, she was 5 months pregnant, are now dead. Now, I want you to think about what this amounts to, what we have. There are things, of course, we still don't know that will be sorted out in court. Going to listen to some sound from body cam and from eyewitness accounts, 911 calls, et cetera, very briefly here, and then ask you to play judge and jury and tell me whether or not you think Andrew Durr's claim of self-defense will be supported by a jury. Let's listen right now, Saturday afternoon, along Highway 1792 in Orange City at Volusia Avenue, when this collision between Morales' car and the Durr motorcycle, he claims it was her trying to run him off the road, occurred. Here is a 911 call from eyewitnesses to that.
Is the motorcyclist down on the ground? Is he breathing and conscious?
He's fine.
Okay.
The lady just took off the left.
So the biker, Andrew Durr, fast forward, not too long, apparently, finds himself outside Morales' home. He's chased her, couldn't get her to stop. He's on the phone with 911. You'll be able to hear Morales nearby. She reportedly has a gun. Durr says it was pointed at her. She's come back out of her house with the gun because apparently she felt threatened.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
By them, and they were aggressive toward her as they followed her home. As you will hear, because you'll hear the gunshots, Durr shoots her in response to her having the gun, he says, pointed at her, and he claims self-defense.
You are three men who followed me to my home.
What's that?
What is that? The 911 operator wanted to know. That was 8 gunshots, several of which hit Morales, and she and her unborn child did not survive. Police arrive, guns drawn. They order Andrew Kerr to the ground. He complies, and from police body cam video, we hear this exchange with Durr.
That girl tried to kill me. She pointed
okay.
a gun at me.
Okay. All right. Just relax.
It's a gun to the left.
She tried okay. to kill me.
Relax. This officer's going to come
Wait.
Around.
I'm so sorry.
Relax.
I'm not moving. I'm not
okay.
moving.
You're good.
Please. I'm not moving. I'm so sorry. She tried to kill me, and those other people are armed, too. They had guns, too.
Give me another
cup. Please be easy, gentlemen. I have no secret. I didn't do anything. Didn't do anything wrong but defend myself.
And for now, apparently, Melissa, police are buying into this because, correct me if I'm wrong, and there's an update, no charges have been filed in this case.
Not yet, no. Yeah, it's kind of weird because you don't have the he said, she said
no.
anymore. So, but the thing is, that first phone call is not the motorcyclist, but another driver calling in reporting the motorcyclist being popped
by her car.
Yeah,
that's an eyewitness, yes.
So a lot of folks have said, though, that how do we know that she hit the motorcycle and then took off? Well, there's a call that someone in traffic reported it. Okay, so that's how.
Mm-hmm. And we have a little bit more here. Very quickly, we can tell you that according to Morales, a boyfriend here, they were soon to be engaged. His girlfriend was, Morales, who was scared after being chased down by these three guys. She's not the kind to cause trouble, pull a gun on other people. She's a well-regarded, hardworking librarian in Volusia County. And by the way, Morales' mother, who was in the house, says she saw her daughter with her hands in the air telling Durr and the others to leave when she was shot. Interesting. Self-defense? What do you think? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. We'll get into it with you. We want to know what you think after a quick update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Updating local headlines for you right now. Congresswoman Val Demings is celebrating what she calls a huge win for the Orlando area. The 10th District Democrat was in Orlando yesterday to discuss the benefits of the infrastructure bill that President Biden recently signed into law. Demings saying the state's going to get $19 billion that will go in part to the local Lynx bus system. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Up in Volusia County, Andrew Durr, claiming self-defense, said Sarah Nicole Morales first tried to run him off the road with her car, and he was riding his motorcycle. She chased him to her home. She came out of the house with a gun, and he said, and he has a concealed weapons permit. He is licensed to carry that weapon, and he shot to save his own life, and she is dead along with her unborn child. She was 5 months pregnant. No charges filed at this point. Orange City Police and State Attorney's Office are investigating. What do you think, Alan?
I think a self-defense claim could be problematic for Andrew Durr, given the fact that he took the law into his own hands and decided to engage this woman by actually chasing her to her home. You know, this is not the way that things are to be handled. You know, we've got the Ahmaud Arbery case as an example up in Georgia where the jury is deliberating that case.
So what he needs to do is do what was done, call 911, but then you're out.
Yeah. Don't. You know, it's ridiculous to try to engage another driver on the roads. You know, if someone does something to you and you're not happy about it, you got to let it go.
Why? You know, I got a two-ton vehicle.
You can't be retaliating against another vehicle or another driver. You got to get the authorities involved if you want to take it that far.
Well, there's nothing wrong with following her to find out where she stayed or writing down her license or whatever. But when she got home and went in the house and then came back out with a weapon, that's where her biggest flaw was there, aside from hitting this guy on the motorcycle and not pulling over and acknowledging that she ran into his bumper or whatever, you know.
You know, if it ever comes to trial, the jury might also take into account that he killed not one but two people because she's pregnant at the time.
Josh, there are things we still don't know, obviously. It's early in the investigation. Self-defense is the claim by Durr. Do you think it'll hold up, or do you think it's problematic, as Alan says?
Well, it's been holding up pretty recently, and, you know, for the most part, given a lot of these controversial you know, cases that have gone down one way or the other.
Well, it certainly worked in the Rittenhouse case, and it should have worked in the Rittenhouse case here.
And it worked in the, obviously, the Trayvon Martin case, you know, years ago, the one that was, you know, right in our backyard, so.
He was having his head, Zimmerman, beaten into the
after he went looking for trouble.
It's, it is kind of, you know, like Alan mentioned about taking the law into your own hands. Well, we just saw that, you know, kind of happen recently, and it kind of worked out to the favor of.
Yep. One thing that I find interesting here is family members of the woman who is now dead say that, wait a minute, they saw her with her hands up in the air at the moment Andrew Durr shot.
Who was on the phone? Was that her mother?
The mother and the soon-to-be fiancé were in the house.
Who's the woman on the phone calling 911 talking about three guys? The second clip that you played, do you know?
Well, that is Morales, okay? But there is another cut we didn't play because I thought it just took us too far afield with the time we had. That is from the mother, you know, saying that, my daughter has been shot and she's pregnant and you got to get out here.
Okay, here's the other question. Did Durr, the motorcyclist who fired, did he provide any medical attention at that point?
I have no reporting on
that. No, he stood exactly where he was and he was told to stay still. But if I really felt bad about what I did, I'd have gone over there and tried to help the gal after
I
shot her.
What I don't know is the time frame and how much time went by. You know, this all of this, a timeline needs to be developed. And a few of these things are unclear.
Text line's funny. Alan is actually correct for once, followed by, shut up, Alan.
What else are we seeing on the text line? Because people were really strong opinions early on here. Let's see. Riley from Chuliota says, hey, did she have a gun? Well, the answer is yes. Either she had a gun in her hands or her hands were up. That will clear up what her mom claims.
Exactly. No different than being hit by a skateboard. Oh, Lord.
That's back to the Rittenhouse thing. Self-defense only because she did point a gun at them. However, he should have never followed her home. Sometimes you have to overlook driver's offenses on the road. Right exactly where you are on that, Alan.
Another one said, if you're scared for your life, why would you come out of your house when you call 911? Just saying.
Well, you know, this is a very tense situation that both parties are involved in, and you're not always thinking straight at that point. As you know, it's easy for us to sit back and think logically, oh, well, why would you come out at that point?
Right.
You know?
She came out and she pointed the gun at him, and the guy had concealed weapon permit, and at that point brought the gun out and then felt threatened and fired on her. This texter says she hits cyclists, she takes off, she drives home, she comes outside pointing gun, she's carrying unborn baby, and she should be responsible.
And we, of course, will follow this as more information becomes available. Thanks, everybody. News coming up with Alan.
Yeah, we got more information on the death of Brian Laundry and an overnight NASA launch from California aimed at an asteroid. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. It's 8:28.
Thanks for the update on the weather. Cool and brisk and just wonderful. And Thanksgiving looks like it's going to be absolutely perfect.
You like that around the holidays to have, you know, a bit of cool weather, especially if you grew up north and you're used to that this time of year.
Yeah, we've had our share of like 88 degree Thanksgivings down here, and it just doesn't seem right, you know. This is going to be absolutely perfect. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's our Thanksgiving getaway show, special programming tomorrow and Friday instead of Good Morning Orlando. Brian Laundry is dead, Alan, as you begin the news update here. That we have known for some time. Now we know how it happened.
As Gordon Bird reports, the attorney for the family of Gabby Petito's fiancé says his death was a suicide.
Brian Laundry died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's the word from the Laundry family attorney. Stephen Bertolino says Laundry's parents hope confirmation of a suicide will bring closure as well to the relatives of Gabby Petito. His body was found October 20th at a nature preserve near Northport. Laundry was the only person of interest identified in the death of Petito, whose body was found in Wyoming in September. So far, there's been no comment from law enforcement. Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Jury deliberations enter a second day today in the Georgia trial of the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. He's the 25-year-old chased down and shot last year while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick. Three men are claiming self-defense. An overnight rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California went off just as planned. NASA's Director of Planetary Science, Dr. Lori Glaze, explains the significance of this launch.
This is a really, really important mission. Humanity's first ever mission to try and deflect an asteroid to help us prepare for potential danger in the future.
The goal of the double asteroid redirection test is to intentionally slam the rocket into an asteroid at 15,000 miles per hour to change the course of its orbit. Now, this asteroid does not pose a threat to Earth. This is a test. But if the mission is successful, scientists plan to use the same strategy to defend the planet next time one does.
Yeah, because they say it's not a case of if, Alan. I mean, statistically, it's a case of when Earth gets slammed by something that could, you know, put us all on the brink of extinction like the dinosaurs.
And as you were asking about yesterday, Bud, still no word on the possible involvement of Bruce Willis in all this. So, but we're watching.
He's aging but available, I'm told.
As Thanksgiving approaches, Governor Ron DeSantis says he is thankful for the well wishes from Floridians for his wife, Casey, as she battles breast cancer.
On behalf of the First Lady, she really appreciates the strong outpouring of support. It does make a difference. It increases your spirits. It gives you kind of more of a will to fight. And I've seen that up close and personal firsthand.
The governor says this isn't the Thanksgiving they expected, but hopefully next Thanksgiving they'll be able to celebrate his wife's kicking cancer to the curb.
And we all hope and pray that that is exactly the way this comes down.
The Magic are hoping to snap a three-game losing streak as they return to the Amway Center tonight, Orlando hosting the Charlotte Hornets. WFLA News time is 8:35. Elsewhere. The name is Johnson. Dwayne Johnson.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking!
So what is the Rock cooking this time? How about this?
What?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson is pitching himself as the next James Bond.
Whoa!
Speaking to Esquire, Johnson made his argument for why he should take over the role as Daniel Craig's tenure ends. He noted his grandfather, Peter Maivia, played a Bond villain in You Only Live Twice, and he wants to follow in his footsteps. His grandfather's movie came out in 1967 when Sean Connery was playing the British MI6 agent. The Rock insisted he does not want to be a villain. He has to be 007.
Come on, you know this. Rocky from Tampa, you knew this.
But I've been thinking, who is going to succeed Daniel Craig, who I think is the second best Bond to Sean Connery? I think that would be terrific. Do you think
No, I think it'd Rock... have too much of a comic twist to it if you had The Rock in there.
You think so? Really?
Is The Rock going to do a British accent?
Yeah, you see him? Shaky nut stud.
Well, they all didn't have... They all didn't have... Pierce Brosnan didn't have a British accent,
did he? Which is why he did it twice and was canned.
Did he?
He had a Scottish accent, right?
Yeah, he's a Scot.
Pierce Brosnan?
He's a Scot, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They all have... Yeah, it's a... Yeah.
Come on.
British franchise?
Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan.
Well, maybe he can work on it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You get him some lessons, you know.
No, I think you got to let The Rock do it and let The Rock just be The Rock. I think it'd be incredibly entertaining. Now the 007 purists would be coming after me right now, but as somebody who's just a casual when
I know,
it comes
he's
to
under
that,
30. We should make him stop talking.
I think it's like swing for the fences, go big or go home. It'd be wild.
All right, I'm coming after you.
I think he could play a straight
that.
Role.
That's two now, Josh.
You'll get a little bit of a British accent about him. It's not that hard to do it, you know?
No, well, how just about why don't you try it?
No, I don't want to try it.
Oh, is that it?
But I'd be happy to teach him.
That's your British accent?
No, I could do a lot of different ones, you know. No, I can teach him.
Oh, I can sit over here, Rock. Will
That's
you please
Cockney.
Come on now?
We can, we
Give
don't
me
20 Cockney.
Minutes. We got a British accent
it's
on Cockney. You, man. You're ready to go. You're going to be James
nope.
Bond, you are.
No. That's lower end. Sorry.
How about a Beatle, a Liverpudlian accent?
All right. I think 007. Yep. Bond,
Ringo
James Bond.
Does all the writing.
Fab and gear.
Oh, my goodness. We're just going to do Elsewhere till 9 o'clock here.
You ready?
Horse around. What are we doing
We got another
here?
Story?
You know, I could.
Is there more?
Yes,
I got,
you could.
I got a lot in the bank.
I'll
this,
bet.
Wait, I want to hear this next one. Bring
okay.
it.
Elsewhere. Some legendary guitars played by some legendary musicians are going to new homes. Last weekend, Julian's Auctions, Mammoth, Icons and Idols event, sold guitars played by Eddie Van Halen, who you just heard, The Edge from U2, David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, and Eric Clapton. The guitar that brought in the most money during the event was Clapton's 1968 Martin D45, sold for $625,000.
Wow, he's a legend.
Additionally, the Edge's stage played 1976 Gibson Explorer went for $437,000.
Wow, good stuff.
And finally, I hope you're ready for this. You might remember this hit from 1987. Yeah, from 1987, that is 16-year-old Tiffany with her cover of Tommy James and the Shondells' I Think We're Alone Now. It's been 2 weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. You might remember Tiffany made a name for herself performing at shopping malls across the country. Well, now in 2021, at the age of 50, Tiffany is back on the road. In fact, she was in Melbourne Sunday night, again performing that big hit.
What in the world?
Hasn't lost a step, has she? And to make the show even more special...
Oh, please.
Tiffany followed up her off-key singing by yelling at several members of the audience to F off.
Gee whiz.
Wow.
Boy, what happened to her?
I think it's definitely Drunksgiving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow. I think you're right.
Somebody started early. Wow. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
Hey, how about an instant one-word texting poll?
Yeah.
How about The Rock as the next James Bond? Text yes or no. Just yes or no. The Rock is the next James Bond. Text it to 23680. Couple of Thanksgiving stories that leave a bad taste we'll share with you in a moment after a quick update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Well, while we're talking Thanksgiving, I'll do it. Senator Elizabeth Warren in this headline saying Americans are paying record high prices for their Thanksgiving turkeys this year. She's asking the Department of Justice to investigate poultry price fixing. She says poultry companies are abusing their market power. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Well, the text line is exploding on our instant one-word texting poll. Would you like to see The Rock be the next James Bond? Text yes or text no to 23680.
What if he was only joking?
Well, let's assume he's not, just for fun.
I mean, that's the whole point of it, though, right? I mean, if The Rock becomes the next 007, it instantly becomes a meme.
But I think
it becomes hilarious.
This would be the first Bond that would be bald. I got a problem with that.
Well, you know, he could... I think he's played straight roles. San Andreas, I love that disaster movie. He's played other... It isn't. He's not always playing a cartoon character or, you know, a wrestler or anything. I think he'd be great. I really do. Who else?
Who else, if it isn't him? I like the
Tom
idea.
Tom Hardy, Tim Ellis.
Well, anyway, text it to 23680, yes or no, on Rock as the next James Bond.
I'm telling you, he's just too cheesy. He's not a Bond actor. And frankly, they should find an unknown to be Bond. Maybe let the franchise rest, let it breathe for a couple of years.
Let me inhale and exhale and bring you a couple of Thanksgiving stories that have left a bad taste in the Bud Man's mouth. And one of them you gave me, Melissa.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Nice. Thanks a lot. An article done for the New York Times by a Virginia Tech engineering professor, a Dr. Lindsay Marr, who apparently studies airborne transmission of viruses. Responding to a question about Thanksgiving dinner. The question is, if our child 9 and a cousin 10 have each received one dose of the vaccine 2 weeks prior to Thanksgiving, is it safe for us to eat indoors? There are going to be about 20 guests, all vaccinated, and the 65 and older crowd have received boosters. So Dr. Lindsay Marr responds this way, and social media has gone nuts, and I went a little nuts too. I'm glad to hear that the children and all the guests are vaccinated. As the kids will not be fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after their second shot, I think some care is warranted, especially because some attendees are 65 and older, and thus at greater risk of more serious breakthrough infections. Here comes the money line. You could have the kids wear masks, eat quickly, and then get them out of there, and stay away from the older adults when eating the Thanksgiving feast. You know, just, you know. Kids, chow down. You got 3 minutes, and you are out of here. Really?
Ah.
People went crazy. I don't like it. What do you think, Melissa?
Yeah. Well, since I always eat at the kids' table, I do. I actually do. I'm one of the adults that loves to sit and keep the kids wrangled.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I think this is ridiculous. You know how my stance on vaccines and stuff. If you're scared, stay home.
In a moment, another Thanksgiving story leaving a bad taste here. How about Thanksgiving becoming a day of mourning? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's out there. And it's in Florida, that line of thinking. After we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, we'll tell you more here. Good morning, Orlando continues. Headlines now, a deadly hit-and-run crash shut down part of Interstate 95 in Flagler County overnight. Not good news with so many people using the coastal interstate to leave for Thanksgiving gatherings, etc. Those lanes, though, have since reopened. That's the good news there. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, a semi hit and killed a motorcyclist and then took off. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories throughout the morning every day here on Good Morning Orlando.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 3 till 5 p.m., News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
This is kind of like my holiday Budman's Believe It or Not file story here. Half a dozen American universities, including Florida Gulf Coast University in our state, are participating in a webinar event that asks whether or not Americans should reconsider the Thanksgiving holiday and actually observe Thanksgiving as a day of mourning.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like that'd be that just would be a wonderful thing to do. It's all because of what these obviously, oh, here I go, linguine-spined left-wing professors who are driving this thing, apparently, want to emphasize that the pilgrims did to the Indians and we kept on doing to the Indians who became Native Americans, who became indigenous peoples in all of the centuries since. It is nothing to celebrate Thanksgiving. It is a day of reflection and mourning. Wow. I mean, I can't imagine. Here's the point they're missing. These things are a matter of history, but Thanksgiving is not just about what happened in the first Thanksgiving, which was the year after the Pilgrims landed in 1620.
And when they got together with the Indians, and they all broke bread together, and that's kind of what we remember with our feast here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving has become, over the years, far more than that. And we're not going to be guilt-tripped into having bad feelings and a sense of mourning about this on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has been a time to celebrate all of the blessings that we have in our lives. You know, why is it that they are not thinking about that and focusing on that with their university webinar on Thanksgiving being reimagined as a day of mourning? It is about to celebrate all the blessings we have to live in the greatest country on earth, the freedoms that we have, but more than that, the love we share with the people in our lives today. That's where all the focus needs to be for Thanksgiving. And you see something like this, and you just say, well, it doesn't surprise me where it came from the loony left at the university level here. Thanksgiving is a day of mourning, just leaves a bad taste.
Yeah, well, as you said, Bud, Thanksgiving has really taken on a life of its own since the first Thanksgiving, and there's very little connection now to the celebration, to what happened back in, was it 1620?
In 1621 is the first one.
21.
Because, you know, the people who were here helped the people who came to get through and be able to, you know, oh, here's the food that you can survive on here and you can plant and you can eat and all mm-hmm. of this kind of thing. And they got together with the Wampanoags up in your neck of the woods, right there.
Say
Melissa?
It again.
If I have it right, Wampanoags?
Wampanoag.
How do you say it?
Wampanoag.
Okay. Anyway. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that. Now, I'd like to say, though, that after that lovely feast where we were starving and diseased up there as pilgrims after that first year, most of them died. So, yeah, we could probably say a quick prayer while we're eating our pie.
Yeah, but, you know, and there's nothing wrong with studying what happened way back then, you know, and looking into the
sure.
you know, the treatment of Native Americans and
sure.
everything that went down. But why do we have to spoil Thanksgiving? You know, the one day a year families really get together.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. You know, not on our watch, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay, so we didn't treat everybody great after that first thing. When we first got here as pilgrims, we were like, yeah, what's this, please, with the, you know, and aren't you cold? And then a little bit later on, we came back and we were like, oh, we're so sorry we made fun of you. Do you have any food?
Oh, hey, before we go, we popped out that one-word texting poll, and you started it, Alan, because
yeah.
you said The Rock's interested in playing James Bond when Daniel Craig gives it up, right?
Yeah, he was interviewed in Esquire
yeah.
and said he wants to play James Bond because his grandfather played a Bond villain in the movie You Only Live Twice. He wants to follow
yeah, sure.
in his granddad's footsteps.
Oh, look at this.
Bold. I would say yes. I would like to see him do it. Would you, Alan, or not?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I said no, and a meme right here, this person texted, bald, James bald.
Well, you know what? If Sean Connery hadn't worn his rug, he would have already had
that's
a James
Bond
bald.
If I could have, would have, shoulda.
Go ahead, you give us your vote. Yes or no on The Rock?
Let's do it. Hashtag bald Bond.
Hashtag Jumanji again.
What's the count? Yes or no on James Bond being played by The Rock?
Well, but I'm hopelessly outnumbered over here, about 34 to about 5. 34 no's, 5 yeses.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Well, I'll be doggone. Oh, well, so much for my life in Budtopia, where everything is the way I want it to be and everyone agrees with me. Yeah. One thing we can all agree upon, we have many, many blessings to count. Let's think about folks who have fewer than we do, reach out to them, but in no way, shape, or form, consider Thanksgiving to be a day of mourning. It is a day to celebrate all we have. For Alan and Melissa and Josh, Bud Hettinger, thank you. God bless you, God bless America, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.